Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Asking if you're in someone's wedding. I just don't know if I'd want to be a part of this.
I mean,
am I the jerk if I ask if I'm the maid of honor for her second wedding? That's how it starts.
And it's a second wedding at that.
You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. All of our entries always start out with things like, I never thought I'd find myself here, but here I am, emailing a radio station.
Sure. That's how we all end up emailing, am I the jerk, huh?
All right. We are going to find out today if she's the jerk for asking if she's the maid of honor. She said, Allie and DZ, she's been my best friend since ninth grade, and she truly has been my ride or die. Her second wedding is coming up. Is it wrong of me to ask her if I'm in it and if I'm the maid of honor? I was her maid of honor in her first wedding, and her husband passed unexpectedly over 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
She's raised her daughters on her own, and she moved away to another state, so we talk on the phone every other day. Concern is that if I ask her and she says no, my feelings will be hurt, but what happens if she was wanting to surprise me and I ruin it?
Yeah. Fair.
The wedding still is several months away, but I know she's a planner too, so I'm nervous. I know it's not my wedding, but she was my maid of honor in my wedding. I'm not sure what to do.
Am I
the jerk if I ask her if I'm her maid of honor in her second wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
yes, it's not a. Why do people always make it about them?
Yeah.
This is not your wedding.
No.
And you're going, but I'm the best friend and I need to know if she's going to have me in, and maybe she's planning something. But if she's not, then I'm here.
You're going to want to know.
Get over yourself. Like, all of this is about, is she planning something for me or
right.
No?
Well, and she's going. I mean, I was the maid of honor in her first wedding.
So?
She was the maid of honor in my wedding.
So?
Why wouldn't, like, she's calling dibs on the maid of honor spot.
Can't do that.
She's like claiming territory.
And the friend doesn't live here anymore. The friend could have whole new friendships in other states.
She could have a very meaningful relationship with a person over there that she would like to be the maid of honor. You never know. Or a family member, for all we know.
Yes.
Bruh, and quite frankly, man, okay, hear me out.
Yeah, I'm hearing you out. What?
I'm going to say she's not the jerk.
You don't think she's the jerk for asking if she's in somebody's wedding?
No.
Come on.
No, she's not the jerk, because as interested individuals, as creatures of, you know, curiosity, if you will, we always want to know. So I don't mind that she wants to ask. I say she's not the jerk.
Okay.
But I got to say she is the jerk if she gets heard about it. You got to chill. If you ask, you got to be comfortable and you got to almost expect to be told no. You know your friend. I feel like you would know if you were in this dang wedding. If you ain't heard nothing yet,
you'd think.
Don't assume. Ask. Don't leave it up to chance.
It's weird to ask, because then if they don't want you in it, now you put them in an uncomfortable position.
No, that's when everybody's got to be an adult and have a conversation. And that we don't do that enough. Because if they're not going to be in your wedding, you just say, hey, no, you're not in my wedding. I love you. XYZ reason.
It's never like that, though.
No,
it's always awkward.
It's not. But that's why I'm saying she's not the jerk. Because as curious creatures, you want to ask. She's making the attempt.
The answer's no.
Ask.
The answer's no. She hasn't asked you. The answer's no. That's where I go in my mind. I go, don't ask.
She wants to know for sure. Why leave it up in the air when you can just make the question? Y'all are that close. Y'all talk every other day. One of them other days, ask her. Oof, baby girl, what's going on? Am I in this wedding or not? I know you're getting married soon. I'm so excited.
No, you're not, but thanks for asking. What would you say to that?
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm getting another call. Oh, I'll call you back. No, for real. I'm not mad she wants to ask at all.
All right. Is Brooklyn the jerk for asking if she's the maid of honor for her friend's second wedding? She was the maid of honor in the first. She needs to know. It's months away. She hasn't been asked. What if she's planning something? I'm like,
she's going to surprise me with a wedding cake for her wedding.
The more I think about it, the more annoyed I get, because really, I'm like, it ain't about you.
She really is making this about her.
God.
You're right.
That's what annoys me.
That is jerk behavior.
That's why
I ain't going to say nothing.
Because I make everything about me, so it triggers me. It's funny because it's true. Okay, 414-533-1037. Seriously, though, is Brooklyn the jerk for asking if she is the maid of honor for her friend's second wedding? DZ says, not the jerk. She just wants to plan. I say, you don't ask these kinds of things. You wait to be asked. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Brooklyn emailed the show, am I the jerk, at 1037kissfm.com, and wanted to know if she's the jerk for asking if she's the maid of honor in her friend's second wedding, because the friend hasn't asked yet, and the wedding's months away, and she's like, well, she's in a different state now, and what if she's planning something, so I don't want to, you know, throw her off.
I don't want to ruin the surprise for when she asked me to be the maid of honor that she hasn't asked me to be, and I mean, I'm worried. I mean, I don't even know the colors for the dress. That I don't know if I'm
wedding,
in or not.
First of all, you care way less for the second one, let's be real, most people. So she probably doesn't even have a damn wedding party.
Wait, what if she doesn't?
If I ever got married again, which I won't, but if I did, there would be zero wedding party. It would be me and him.
That's a whole layer. What if they're not doing anything? And it's like, nah, baby, we're just eloping, us two, that's it.
My mind went there. That's why I'm saying, Brooklyn, you're a jerk if you ask. It's none of your business until they ask you. Lindsay is in Franksville this morning, and she's one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do you think? Is Brooklyn a jerk if she asks if she's the maid of honor in her friend's wedding?
What'd you say?
I mean, I can count on one hand how many times I've said this, but I agree with DZ.
I was like, what's she about to say?
Same.
Lindsay.
No, I'm kidding.
Why you gotta do me like that? No, I'm playing. But no, talk to us. What's up? What do you think, for real?
So, I'd say not the jerk for asking. We are planning our wedding for next year, so we've been in this predicament. It's the second wedding for both of us. But her reaction could make her a jerk or not the jerk, because if she's already, like, planning on that she's going to be the maid of honor and has this in her head that that's her job.
Well, Lindsay, that's...
she might be in for disappointment.
I was going to say, she's not thinking about... she's more going, I need to ask because I got to start planning. Has she even thought out that they may say no? And then she might not even be prepared for that answer.
She's got her whole scrapbook ready to go with her ideas for the second wedding, and then she's not even the maid. She ain't even in the wedding party.
She does, because otherwise she wouldn't be asking these questions if she wasn't planning on being the maid of honor. So, honestly, she could have her heart broken.
Yeah. I mean, my fiance has 3 kids, and then I have my goddaughter. So we're having our kids be our wedding party.
See?
And maybe she wants her daughters to be her wedding party, because they've been by her side through her husband's passing and things like that.
Yeah.
So
ooh, I like
she's
got
to be ready for that disappointment.
Yep. I don't agree that you should ask. Lindsay says not the jerk,
but I
do agree that this Brooklyn might get her feelings hurt if she actually does ask.
That part. Not that part. And she got to be ready for it, dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lindsay, happy wedding planning.
Well, thank you. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bria is in Milwaukee. Bria, what's going on, girl?
Dope name.
Hey. She is a total jerk.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because I agree with a lot of the stuff that you guys are saying.
Yeah.
If this is her second wedding, maybe she has other friends. Like, she had it this time. Maybe someone else's turn. She wasn't able to, like, give
honestly,
them that honor.
Honestly.
Also, you mentioned that she is in a different state now.
Yeah.
And yes, they have that connection since ninth grade, but she's moved in a different place.
It's not ninth grade no more.
It's not. And people move. Like, we're examples. You move to other cities. You make new friendships. You make new relationships. You keep the old, but you do. There are sometimes you have new friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
You right. know? I mean.
So you're surrounded by them. And she's already had that chance. Maybe her new best friend, not that she's going to take, like, that spot of being, like, her ultimate best friend, but, like, her new best friend who hasn't had that experience with her. And then also, it's just a jerk move. Like, if she hasn't contacted you, then, like, take the hint or just wait.
That's what I was going to say. This is like being, like, I really think my ex is missing me. And they haven't called yet. So I'm going to ask them.
But I'm convinced.
So I'm going to call them and be like, are you missing me?
Do you miss me?
I think you are. And they're like, what the hell? They're like, what?
They say, who this? New phone. What?
New phone, who this?
Come on a little strong. Yeah.
Bria, Allie, listen to this.
Yeah, what's up?
Bria sparked a thought in me. What if from the first wedding,
mm-hmm.
somebody else already felt like they should have been the maid of honor?
Right.
I see.
And now they're going, okay, for this wedding, since I unfortunately am having another one,
mm-hmm.
You get to be the maid of honor since you weren't the last one. It is a trade-off.
Yeah.
She's really selfish here. And I'm struggling to not flip to the jerk side because I'm happy that she's asking mm-hmm. and has the gumption to do so. Most people don't.
Somebody said, not the jerk, just weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a smiley face.
There you go. Not the jerk, just weird.
It's weird to go up and be like, so am I your maid of honor? Huh?
Facts.
Huh? Okay, thanks for calling. Well, Bria, what?
Oh, okay.
Bria had something to say.
I was gonna say, what also was, like, she said that if she wasn't, she would be upset. Like,
true.
That's the other thing. It's just like, no, like,
why?
No, sorry.
Why?
No, Bria, you know I'm on your side.
No,
I think it's a jerk move to ask if you're in someone's wedding. I think it's weird.
Her new name is Big Facts Bria.
Thanks for calling,
Appreciate
Bria.
Appreciate you. Have a good day.
Yep. Yeah.
Somebody said, jerk, you don't ask that question, but I understand the curious nature.
Yep.
Maybe asking questions about the wedding, colors, dresses, etc.
That is very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sarah's in Greendale. She is our tiebreaker, and she says she has things to say today.
Oh, passionate Sarah. Good morning.
Oh, Glendale. Not, did
good
I say
morning.
Greendale? Glendale. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Same difference.
All right, Sarah, which way are you going? Is Brooklyn a jerk if she asks if she's in her friend's second wedding as the maid of honor?
I think she's not a jerk.
Boom!
Why?
Shaka-laka.
So, okay, I've been married twice myself, and my best friend, when I asked her to be part of my first wedding, she said no because she hated my ex-husband.
Ah, okay.
But I did not ask her to be part of my second wedding, and she assumed she was going to be.
Oh, just like this girl. Just like this girl, yep. Uh-huh.
Yep. So that's why I think she's not a jerk for asking, because I wish my friend would have asked me because I would have saved a crap ton of money.
Honestly.
a very big amount, because it's not cheap. Y'all know how that is.
Somebody texted in, as the maid of honor, you plan all the parties for the bride, so I see why she wants to know to get these going, but still the jerk. That's my point. The fact that she hasn't been asked means she's probably not the maid of honor.
Probably not.
If we're months out.
And Sarah coming in with the experience going, listen, a whole lot of assumptions were made, and then a whole lot of feelings were hurt, and I can't do nothing about that. Mm-hmm. That's on y'all. Had she asked, we would have been fine.
Well, and if you're really that close, wouldn't you know some of these things?
You should.
I think, right. Come on now. Okay, well, Sarah rounded it out with not the jerk. You're all crazy, all y'all.
Not the jerk. Ask your friend if you in the wedding, girl.
You guys are on crack. Okay, bye.
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 So, not the jerk.
Bruh, okay.
Okay, I don't agree, but not the jerk. Don't ask people if you're in their wedding. Ew.
A hand that says... DZ is right today. For once.
Dude, Lindsay for real said, I never agree with you, DZ, but today.
Today, my hand says yay.
What a day she picked. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.